Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by C. House and Jan and Cullen Atchley. How are you today, Cullen?
I'm great. Season finale.
Season finale. Today, we are drinking Coca-Cola. It is coming to us in a can. This beverage is produced by the Coca-Cola Company. Cullen, I already see we have the same can, which is promising us that we can have an all-access pass.
Yeah, I'm about Coke to scan Studio. The QR code on here, see what I get from the Coke Studio.
You're ready to get a free iTunes download. I mean, there's so much. It's Coca-Cola. What is the deal with their relationship with music? Because I do feel like this has been a thing for like 15 years now, referring to this All Access Pass branding, which is sort of, if I'm being honest, tainting the incredibly iconic design of the Coca-Cola can for me.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what that is. I don't know if I guess like there's commercials where you, like, I associate like a musician with a doing like a Coke commercial maybe, but I don't know if I ever realize how much music promotion they do and their it's like, advertising.
It's very like general music promotion, I feel like. It's like, we love Beats.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like movie pre-roll, like sure, weird yeah. concert put on by Coke or something. And right. It's like shot crazy.
Right. And it's like, that's why we love music. It moves yeah. us all. Much like Coca-Cola. And I guess like, I mean, this is the classic like, do they even need to advertise? But it's like, how do you advertise Coke? Because I feel like they do sort of have like a lifestyle bent to their advertising a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people in hats, sunglasses, hanging out in the sun, like, you know what I mean? A lot of
people in hats.
Like, it's like sun setting, everyone's hanging out.
Sure, a lot of
like
beach.
Like by the beach, yeah.
At any rate, container talk. I'll ask you a couple of things. Do you have the original taste moniker?
I do have original taste, yes.
Okay. Do you have Recycle Me?
I empty before recycling metal can. I do have Recycle Me. See you again soon.
See you again soon. Oh, wow. Very presumptuous of them.
Yeah. You'll be back.
We'll see your ass again. First one's free.
Yeah.
I mean, the red, the white, as
iconic. When we talked about Diet Coke, I think we talked about their sort of iconic colors of like red for plain, silver for diet, black for zero. I was obviously we're drinking out of cans, so we don't have the bottle. But I was looking at, like, as I do for these episodes, perusing the Wikipedia for Coke. And I didn't even think about that they, like, invented the curved bottle, like the sort of hourglass bottle for the Coke.
And people, you're miming as if a beautiful woman is just
well, yeah, I was like, yee. But it was, like, people, there's rumors that it was shaped like a cocoa bean, cacao pod type thing. Mm-hmm. And then people are also saying that it was based on some sort of dress. I already lost this. But still, it is like they have a lot of iconic logos. They've changed to Coca-Cola Original Taste. It used to be Coca-Cola Classic when they mm-hmm. introduced New Coke and all this stuff. But yeah, I mean, the red is like Coke Red.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think about the font? Like, do you think that I almost like, I feel like when I was a kid, I would, like, look at that and not be able to parse that it was, like, words.
Oh, like the cursive? Like,
yeah, I'd be like, that's yeah. the famous Coke symbol.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of squiggles. But, yeah, I mean, it is weirdly, like, throwback-y in a way you wouldn't expect from such a big corporation.
Yeah, they've, like, basically had the same Coca-Cola logo for decades.
Yeah, and then be like, and they switched it now again. Do you remember when Cherry Coke had like a tribal design?
No.
I'm going to find a picture to send you. But certainly we should probably crack shortly because my can is starting to sweat.
Do you want
to
do ingredients real quick?
Yeah, sure. You go ahead and I'm going to find this Cherry Coke logo for you.
So it's pretty classic stuff. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color, phosphoric acid, natural flavors, and caffeine. But yeah, I mean, while you're looking that up, there, I was looking at all the different varieties of Coke, and obviously we can do these as episodes later, but not all of them. Some of them are discontinued. They used to make cinnamon Coke. This was 2019, 2020, they made cinnamon Coke for the winter, which sounds interesting to me as someone who liked the holiday spice Pepsi when that came out. That had, nutmeg, but I think the complimentary spices to, the Coke flavor, the cola flavor.
Yeah, it is a weird flavor because, specifically Coke, I feel like, is not, cloyingly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first taste you get is, spiciness in a weird way.
Yeah, it is spice. I think we should crack.
I think we should crack. All right.
Ooh.
I mean, no need to juice that. I'm looking at the waveform right now, and that was a powerful crack.
Yeah, my mic blew out. I mean, great smell. Over. Great smell. I do love Coke.
Spoiler.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you go ahead and sip. And I mean, it really is a classic. I associate this taste with, I drank it too fast, and now, it's blasting my sinuses. Yeah.
I mean,
which is weird for, the world's most popular soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
I assume.
They would have to be. Unless, water. Or you said soft drink, yeah. it tastes very much like Coke. It got a great sweet flavor, I think, even though you said, not cloyingly sweet, but it is, that under sweetness. This one, there's variety in how Cokes taste. It tastes different in a bottle, tastes different in a can, tastes different from a fountain. Mm-hmm. This one is certainly giving, Haribo, gummy cola. It tastes exactly like that right now.
Sure. I feel like my sort of taste relationship with Coke has changed since I decreased my sugar soda intake and started doing more diet. Because now, you taste the sugariness a lot more. And especially, mm-hmm. I feel like the way it, coats my mouth is a lot more noticeable. Yeah. And it's just, I've always found Coke sort of, it can be overpowering, especially when you're, cracking a can specifically, and it's, you're getting that, it has, that, metallic snap to it that I feel is, weirdly, off-putting, but also really good.
Yeah, it's, my preference would be to have it over ice. Mm-hmm. Because I think, the ice obviously is diluting a little bit, and I think it plays nicely with the Coke flavor. I do love cola in general. I love a craft cola, something about the, whatever it is that makes it cola-y. I guess the cola nut, is something that,
You're sort of having your own cola nut.
Sure. but yeah, what else is there to say about Coke? It just tastes good, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to intellectually remove myself from having had Coke before.
Yeah.
Because there's of course those classic videos of a baby trying Coke for the first time or a toddler trying and it's Coke. Yeah, it is what the heck? Because they are being blasted, and so I feel
it is very fizzy, I will say. There's drinking it, it's millions of bubbles, I would assume, on my tongue.
I'm not a scientist, but I would assume. I guess that is the overpowering nature of Coke is the fizziness.
Mm-hmm.
And not to spoil any future episodes, but it's maybe Sprite, ginger ale, those would be the other ones that sort of have that same bubble blast, but ginger ale I feel like is more foamy.
Yeah, I think when we talked about ginger ale, we talked about how it was a bit you're getting that effervescence in a way, you're getting that sort of, but that has the more florally, gingery you know, already something like added to that. And then with the Coke, it is like sweeter than ginger ale. It's got the a little bit of like, I mean, it's the spice that we're talking about, I think, also. Like, there is like that flavor of like, well, I guess what you would just call like the caramel coloring flavor of like warming spice, like nutmeg or something. You're like, who knows? You know, the formula obviously wrapped up. We didn't say
Atlanta, baby.
Yeah, Atlanta. I'm trying to find the guy's name again. John Smith Pemberton. Mm. And sold the ownership rights in 1888 to Asa Griggs Candler.
What a buffoon.
Yeah.
You'd be rich now.
Yeah. Did you know that this was one of the little tidbits that I found interesting? From 1886 to 1959, every single Coke only cost 5 cents. Like, I know that's crazy, but like 1959, that's like so recently.
It is crazy how like it does feel, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm about to sound stupid, like, talking about, like, inflation and economics, because I don't really know that much about it. Have a business degree, of course.
Howard Schultz? Like,
Howard Schultz, is that what you said?
You read the Howard Schultz book? Yeah.
I did, actually.
Yeah, when we talked about this on Starbucks episode.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Okay, good then. But, like, it does feel like everything costs the same from, like, that time period, where it's like, the late 1800s, like the like 1960, everything was like, everything cost 5 cents, basically, is what I feel like. Or it's like a new car was like $250, and then it's like, why did it not change for like 100 years or like 75 yeah. years, and now it costs like 3,000 times as much? Yeah. Don't check that math.
Did you have Coke a lot when you were a kid?
We were not a soda family, and I feel like when we did get to have, so like the big, or pop, of course I should say, Canadian Pride.
Excuse me.
I feel like my go-to's, like, at a restaurant is the classic, you're allowed to order pop thing, and I would go for root beer usually, and then I won't share this memory because it'll figure into a future episode, actually, so I won't share that. But, we certainly were not, like, there would never be Coke in the house. I mean, I think I've talked before about how, like, I associate Diet Coke with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was sort of, like, the one pop you would see around. I mean, like, the very distinct sense memory is, like, the basement, like, we called it the cold room, which is just, like, a, like, basement pantry, like, a cellar or whatever you call that, where, like, you know, cold, dry goods were kept. And that included, like, sometimes there would be, like, pop cans. And so, like, if I wanted a pop can, which is, like, a special treat, then I'd go in the cold room, and there's, like, a very distinct smell that I associate with, which is probably, like, rat droppings. But,
sure.
But, yeah, I do have that association, but not really a Coke drinker in my youth. And even, like, even now, I mean, sure, of course, yeah. Love the Diet
love
Coke,
DC,
but
yeah.
I'm not a frequent Coke drinker.
It's interesting you bring up rat drop, because my original suggestion for this episode was a Coke with a rat dissolved inside of it.
You're going to wash your rusty nails in it?
Yeah. sorry.
I'm just imagining drinking that. It's so gross.
Ooh, okay.
We should get to our segment.
Sure. I was going to say quickly, I did have Coke as a kid.
Sorry.
I associate the fridge pack in the early 2000s, I think, is when it was invented by Coke. And it's like the rectangular, like, sits in your fridge, and you pull the, like, rip cardboard down, and it, like, doesn't. You know the fridge pack?
No. Is that, like, the name of the technology?
It's, like, the box that is, like, long. Like,
yeah,
a case of soda. You put it in your refrigerator, and it. No, yeah, they invented it in the early 2000s, and you, like,
that's crazy.
Rip the top corner of the box off so you can reach in and grab it, and it, like, rolls down, but it won't fall out.
Right. And I saw on the internet, like, recently, I mean, like, 5 to 10 years ago, but, like, that I realized, it's, like, you rip both sides of the box, and then you, like, set it down so it's, like, the cans are, like, sitting, and then you, like, hold the cans and, like, pull the box out and then you have like all the cans in a row.
Oh, in your fridge. Sure, yeah. I guess you could do it that way.
we prefer the fridge pack.
Yeah, but that is just like I feel like, we would get like one of those like every 2 weeks, and just like it would have to last.
Yeah, I feel like if you are like I can't even imagine because I'm a large person and I probably would be dead by now if my family was like a frequent soda family. It's like I was doing just fine all on my own. I
didn't sure, use, yeah. Like,
the addition of soda to the mix.
And then yeah, so our segment. It's the season finale.
It is the season finale, and so I thought it would be fun if we went back and reminisced on all of the great bevies we had in season 2, the summer season. I mean, time flies. Before too long, we'll be celebrating the 1 year Bev-iversary.
Yeah, of the Bob. Series finale.
No, don't say such things. But we have ranked the 9 bevies. Sorry, I went on vacation. I know you're still mad at me.
I mean, no, it's summer vacation. Everyone had a week off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's part of the plan.
I have ranked
the 9... We weren't going to do... anyway.
bleep that. We were gonna do merp.
Yeah.
So we have ranked the 9 bevies that we can see. It's a subjective ranking.
Yes, because, we each did our own, yeah.
Because the way I sort of approached it was just on like gut feeling. I was thinking mostly about my experience with the bevy on the episode that we recorded it. And so, like, for example, no, actually, I won't say the specific example, but something that I was not as familiar with or had not had as much that, like, surprised me positively, that's mm-hmm. more likely to be higher on the list.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, if we were making an objective ranking for what I would want to drink, I mean, like, I think tap water would probably be number one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what sort of went into my decision-making. And it's like, you know, we did a few alcoholic beverages, and I feel like that, like, I was mostly thinking about taste when I was doing this. Like, you know, because obviously I feel like there's, like, an alcohol handicap that you're almost encountering.
Sure, sure. I mean, look, we'll see. Do we want to go from the bottom up or from the top down?
Bottom up, for sure.
All right. Can you start?
Sure, I'll start. My number 9... is the Casamigos shot.
Wow, my number 9 is the dragon drink.
Okay, so Starbucks. My number 8 is the dragon drink.
My number 8 is the tequila shot.
Okay. My number 7 is peach bubbly.
My number 7 is the Sofia Rosé.
Okay. My number 6 is the Bacardi Mojito.
Wow, my number 6 is the peach bubbly.
Okay, my number 5 is the Sofia Rosé.
My number 5 is the sugar-free Red Bull.
Ooh, interesting. My number 4 is the Coca-Cola can.
My number 4 is the Coca-Cola can!
Swag! Wow, interesting. Okay.
Alright, so I feel like 3... I like my chances.
I think I'm gonna win.
Yeah!
My number 3 is the sugar-free Red Bull.
My number 3 is the Bacardi can mojito, which I thought was great.
I know, you loved it, I remember. My number 2 is tap water.
My number 2 is tap water! Yeah, lemonade's the best.
So the number 1 is the homemade lemonade. I mean, like I said on the episode, we put some blood, sweat, and tears into that one. It was a whole thing, and then it turned out better than I could have expected. It was literally my first time, much like Red Bull, which was a great experience as well. Well, I guess I'd had Red Bull before, but... it was an unfamiliar experience tasting it on mic, and it went really well. And so I think that is definitely what catapulted it up our rankings. And in my opinion, one of our best episodes as well.
Sure. I mean, I think the lemonade tastes incredible. I've made it so many times. There was no way that it was going to lose. Coke, before we started recording, I had Coke at number 2 because I was like, there's no way it's going to be bad. And as we get into our review, our thumb ranking, I might have to illuminate a little bit. But I did want to shout out the Casamigos tequila. Was decent. The shots were just intense. And yeah, I wouldn't want to just drink those shots like over and over again.
Right, exactly. So like what I will say is
sugar-free Red Bull or something.
Yeah. And in the days following our lemonade episode, I drank a lot of lemonade with Casamigos tequila, and it was very, very good.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like that is the ideal application of Casamigos, perhaps, rather than the shot. But
tequila
let's get
and lemonade, maybe the best combo. The worst combo would be probably sugar-free Red Bull and...
Sophia Rosé.
Dragon drink.
Tap water and...
tap water and Coke. Drink.
Well, don't spoil a future episode.
Yeah.
Let's get to our final thoughts. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola Classic, original taste, if you will. I mean, it's one of those where it's like, yep, this is what I thought it was going to be. I do think that the can, not to spoil a future episode, but I do feel like the can is perhaps the best application of the Coca-Cola Classic. Maybe I'll change my mind down the road. I'll be interesting to see how we feel when we get to some other format down the line. But for now, I do think the can is best because it gives that punch that we've sort of previously alluded to. Whereas if it's coming from a fountain, if it's even poured over ice, I think like it's not necessarily giving me that like whoa feeling that is like what I like about Coke, that it's like it is like overpowering in a good way. So I will give the can of Coke a silver thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like a legacy, and I almost feel rude not giving it a golden thumbs up, because I've had so much Coke in my life, I do think it's great. Probably like a top five soda.
Sure.
Like, the ideal form of a Coca-Cola Classic is probably like a top five soda. And I think this one, like, you're saying the sort of can is one of the ideal recipient, or delivery methods. Yeah, for it. I think I still, without spoiling, in my mind, I would say I prefer a fountain, like an ideal situation fountain where like all the levels are correct, I think is the best way to get it. But then, I mean, it is very good. Maybe the most damning thing I can say about it is I didn't finish it. But it is a little sweeter than I usually like it. Maybe it's because I'm not having it over ice. I'm just going pure from the tap. But I mean, I still would give, I will join you with a silver thumbs up. I think it's very good. Maybe silver thumbs up plus, whatever that means. And then of course we should shout out the person who made our podcast artwork, Emilio, who Coke is his favorite soda and wanted to be on this episode before we instituted the no guest rule.
Yeah.
And he lost out.
Yes. Yeah, so shout out to Emilio. One of the greats. We love you. The terrific Bevy Bevy's artwork that you all enjoy every week. But that will have to do it for today's episode.
And this season.
And this season, of course. We will be back next week with a special. Do we want to? We don't want to tip it now, do we?
I think we've talked about it before. But it's a palate. We're doing another palate cleanser. Testing out some conspiracies, maybe.
We're gonna get to the bottom of some Bevy business. So look out for that. Be excited about that. You can follow Cullen at Clatchley. You can follow myself at C House and Jan. High Floor, Low Ceilings on hiatus right now, but listen to that. Listen to, just because there's not that many sports right now, don't be worried. but go back and listen to Cullen's appearance. Listen to Got the Runs.
Yeah, that's why I get canceled.
Yeah, our sponsors dropped us. Listen to Got the Runs. Great episode came out last week, so check that out. But until next time, stoke and poke that can of Coke.
Sip, sip.